This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. stocks recovered some of their steep losses Thursday after the Federal Reserve announced extraordinary funding to ease strained capital markets after a coronavirus sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded 826 points lower, or 3.5%, after plummeting more than 9% for its worst drop since the 1987 market crash. The Fed announced it will ramp up its overnight funding to more than $500 billion U.S. dollars. Stocks have been under pressure since U.S. President Donald Trump failed to quiet concerns over the possible economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus. AP correspondent Lorna Cook says the European Union has slammed the new antivirus travel ban announced by President Trump.
Disapprove of the decision. They said it was taken unilaterally and without any consultation at all. The other thing they say is that, look, this is a global crisis. It's not limited to any continent, and you have to cooperate rather than just take unilateral action.
Trump unveiled the travel ban Wednesday. The ban blocks flights from 26 European countries to the U.S. for 30 days starting Friday, while accepting flights from Britain and Ireland. Italians in Rome have been dealing with further coronavirus restrictions after Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte ordered restaurants, cafes, and shops closed in a nationwide lockdown. And Pope Francis shared a live stream of his private daily mass from the Vatican Thursday, calling for followers to pray for those suffering from the pandemic.
Continuiamo a pregare insieme in questo momento.
The Pope called on people to pray for families affected by the virus and for the authorities dealing with it. This is VOA News.